Hi, this is a dictation for Kenneth Graham. KennethGraham. Date of visit is 11/29/2022. Date of service is 11/29/2022. Date of accident is 11/16/2022. 4/15/2022. Kenneth Graham is 11/22/2022. He reports that he is undergoing the same symptoms as described on the last visit or new patient visit. He reports that his pain is varying from 8 to 10, and they are in the area of the head, which is occupying the entire head, right and left temple, posterior and front of the head, as well as both shoulders, upper back, neck, mid back, and lower back. And pain is radiating to both legs, front and back, according to him, and to the left arm, without involving the foot or ankle or toes or either of the hands or fingers. He reports that he has a surgery done at the lower back at L5S1 in August of 2021 at Flint Hospital with Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L, and right shoulder surgery was done in October of 2021 by Dr. Zoma. Sorry, the surgery for the shoulder was done on September of 2022 by Dr. Zoma, and he had recovered very well, and then he had this accident causing him recurrence of an aggravation of all the symptoms. He reports that he does not have any weakness of the arm, and he is also okay for an MRI if it needed to be done. And he reports that his ADLs are gravely affected to 10, and the pain is varying from 8 to 10. 30% improvement is listed from the day of accident until today, based on the physical therapy, medications, and the patient reports that in the ADLs, general activity, walking ability, and relationship with people are affected 10. Mood and sleep are affected 9. Work and enjoyment of life are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that in the neurology and psyche is suffering from headaches that are almost between 8 to 10, mostly in the front and back, and both temples, associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, and fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and panic. Loss of memory, chronic fatigue is also reported. However, on the last initial visit, he did not report any dizziness, vertigo, and he did not list any vision disturbances. Now he lists them. And he did not list any erectile dysfunction that he listed last time. And loss of balance and loss of equilibrium are also new symptom on this visit, which he failed to report last time. And hence there is a slight discrepancy. According to him, he is worsening, and when he wakes up in the morning, he is more disoriented. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the both shoulders, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and stiffness in these areas of neck, lower back, and shoulder stiffness. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient has had slight improvement in the pain up to 30%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is narco, and substance abuse none is reported. compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 178 over 131, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11-22-2022 and dictation number 1130-009. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, musculature examination. Plan, patient is referred to a primary care physician, Dr. Murphy, for further management of the blood pressure. He will continue his medications. He has been provided with a Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, 15 days for 30 tablets for temporary control of panic and anxiety. Zoloft 50 milligram at night has been provided. He is referred to advanced ophthalmology just for check of eyes and also to neuropsych evaluation and treatment for further evaluation. His meds were reviewed and he is found to be in compliance. He, his MRIs were reviewed and he has been provided with another prescription of 10 tablets of Narco 7.5325 to control the pain temporarily. Thank you.